Welcome to How to Create an Effective One-Page E-Commerce Website. Joining us today is Ginger Marks, founder of Document Designs. In this session, Ginger will discuss the steps necessary to create an effective one-page website, the type of questions we need to ask, and what we need to do to prepare to work with a designer. All this and more. Ginger is the creator of the Grow a Million Dollar Business sales page. She did such a fantastic job. I just had to share the experience with everybody else. Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you very much for having me here tonight. I'm glad to be able to join you and to share from my knowledge and the resources that I have to help you make yourselves look good.
Ginger, before I get started on the first question, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you do, a little bit about your company, because I noticed I really didn't do that justice at the beginning.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Heidi, my main focus is Document, D-O-C-M-U-A-N-T, document.com. .net, and to find out who I am, you'd probably want to start there at document.net. This site is where I do most of my editorial type work. Then I also have a graphic design business that I just absolutely love, and that's documentdesigns.com. And of course, that's the document, M-E-A-N-T, so don't forget that little A. And you'll find there book covers, everything graphic that you might need for your business to market it, and website design, all kinds of things. Then there is a brand new site that I have not quite launched yet, coming for especially for author's assistants, called theauthorsadvantage.com. And those are the things I do, and my love is for helping people look good.
And I must say, you've helped me look very good, and I know several other people you've done the same for. So, you're like the website image consultant. That's what I'd like to liken you to. Anyway, again, Ginger, welcome, and we'll repeat your website and all that at the end. And for those of you who are listening in on the phone lines, we will tell you where we will be online. Hopefully, you are near a computer, and you'll be able to go to the websites that Ginger is talking about as we move forward, because we're actually also in the web conference room. So Ginger, let's get started. Tell us, what is a long copy sales page and maybe some of the other things that people might know it as?
Well, that's a really, really good place to start, Heidi. What is a long copy sales page? Well, the answer is pretty simple and straightforward. It is a single-page site that gives your potential customer the long and the short copy all in one easily scrollable page. These are designed to work from the top to the bottom. What they offer is information that people can quickly scan, or with headlines, well-marked headlines, and buy now buttons throughout. The only exception to having just one place where they will navigate away from your site on that long copy sales page is if you have testimonials. Of course, you'll want to include reciprocal linking for those customers and clients that have given you a testimonial about your product and will help you sell your page. However, you're going to want to limit those navigation away from your site links So don't overdo it. Just have a certain number of them. Another question on the back end of this one that you had asked was, what other names does a long copy sales page go? What are the differences? Well, it's been said that long copy sales pages are splash pages or landing pages. I don't tend to agree. A long copy sales page is exactly that. Top to bottom with all the answers to why somebody would hesitate to buy, responded to with your buy now links and your testimonials. Whereas a splash page or a landing page is a one-page welcome to my site type of affair. So you've got a whole different animal there. A splash page can be done all in Flash, and you can just have one Flash presentation with a link to your site from there. Or it can be a specific section of your website, but it's a short copy basically. And I will show you later on what a landing page is closer to that is a little bit different, but it does also have a lot of benefits to use. But for now, let's stick with long copy sales pages.
Excellent. Well, thank you for clarifying that, because I wasn't even sure. So how long does it take? How long does it have to be considered long? And is there such a thing as too long or too short?
Well, in this one, I would have to say length is not the determining factor. Now, I know you're probably scratching your head, but really, wait a minute. What makes long copy sales pages is the fact that it's a one-page, fact-filled, scrollable website that offers something and answers an immediate need. It should only be as long as it needs to be to support your call to action. Not one word more, not one word less.
Wow. So that means we really have to know what the heck we're doing when we're creating these pages. Thank goodness we have you. So, Ginger, in that case, what should it contain or do?
Well, Heidi, long sales copy pages should fill a void for your potential buyer. Let's face it. People usually visit a sales page with little prior contact to you, and a few paragraphs talking about your product features is not going to convert. It's insufficient information to make a decision. Therefore, if you need to account for all of the possible rejections, questions, variables that could enter the minds of your prospect during that crucial buying decision time, you need to use lots of words. It's just that simple. We've all heard how short the attention span is of the buyer. It's been said that you have between 3 and 10 seconds to capture the eye, and you can lose them if you don't. So consider then forcing them to navigate through your multiple page website. With powerful headlines, it's been proven that a single scrollable page is more effective for this one reason alone. And there are many other reasons that long copy sales pages have been found effective, but this, I think, is the crux of the matter. It answers all those questions in one easy to access spot, plus gives those people like me who I really would prefer to just scan a page, and then if I see a headline that captures my attention, I can always take the time to go back and read through that section. So always, always have your long copy with all your answers and then your informational headlines in there as well. And make those stand out. Make the important words stick out in one way or another.
You know, until I actually had to create my own long copy sales page, I really had no idea all of the elements that went into it, nor did I realize how painful it was to do. And thank goodness I had you to guide me, because I really don't think I could have ever done it on my own. Or maybe I could have, but it would have taken me at least twice as long. And there are so many things that we could have done, and that's probably advice you'll give later on. But, you know, I think I would have loved to have done every single element that a sales page would have. And what I love about your advice is that not one word more and one word less. And you kind of have to instinctively know when that is. And I would probably recommend, and I'm sure you'll say this as well, is that have a lot of people take a look at it and see how effective it is to a total stranger or someone who has no vested interest in it. Because if you're going to go to the expense and time of putting one together, and your goal is to have someone take action, you really need to make sure that you're either, one, working with a professional, which I recommend, or two, doing a lot of research. Let's talk about video and audio. What would you suggest, and do you suggest using that in as part of your long copy?
Absolutely. Video and audio is so prevalent in the marketplace now. If you've got access to YouTube, it is just that easy to see how prevalent it is. And it's been used a lot more in the long sales copy web pages than I was even expecting. But the key here is to test it. Test, and always retest, because that will tell you whether it's going to be beneficial for you or not. But I have found for long copy sales pages to incorporate just a short audio clip will enhance your ROI, which is return on investment. So I would tend to lean more towards a short audio, and make sure that you don't have it blast when they come onto your page. That is so important to have it set up so that the person can choose to listen or not.
And, you know, that's other great advice, because I find those kind of sites so annoying. And sometimes it's even scary if you're not expecting it. So thanks for that. What about all the negative hype about sales pages? You know, I tend to find them to be very annoying unless I'm going there for, if I'm going to a sales page that I know is a sales page. But sometimes you get these sales pages that you didn't expect to be that way. You thought they'd be a website that someone was directing you to. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, let me answer that with a question. Do you read long sales pages when you visit them, or do you click away as fast as your mouse will take you? That is what the hype's all about. Do they work? Yes, definitely. I mean, even if you only get 3% or around that more income from them, the virtually non-existent cost of upkeeping is well worth every penny. As an example I'd like to give, and I use quite often, There is a friend of mine who is a long sales copy enthusiast, and he has a blog about it. And this is one of the things he shared with us in his blog. According to my stats, at least 19 people have purchased because of the review so far. Whether that's a good result or not is subjective. But, and this is the key, I'm always happy when I sell over $1,400 worth of products from one blog article.
Well, that's impressive. Wow. So, yes, and you are right. They are they're definitely filling a need, or people wouldn't be still making them, and people wouldn't still be going to them. So, I agree. I just think that some of them are annoying. I really appreciate and value your opinion. When we created the Grow a Million Dollar Business pages, I appreciated how you helped me set up the audio. And I would have loved to have done video, but I didn't have the time, nor did I really have the right resources and didn't want to invest a lot of money. I think a small video, like a YouTube 3 or 4 minute video, is always can be effective as well. And like you said, I think it depends on what your goals are and what you expect and plan to get out of that sales page, because not every long copy sales page is being used to sell something. Sometimes it's used to get leads and different things. So I think it depends, as you said, on the goals. And I know we're going to talk about that. So then, when do you think a business owner should consider having one, Ginger?
This is one I get asked a lot. Should I or should I not have one? Well, if you're selling online, would you want to use the best tools available to promote what you have to sell? Or would you prefer to sell using what other people told you was considered, quote unquote, acceptable? This is where, Heidi, that you need to be clear about your goals. That said, if your product is valued at, say, around $60, you need a long sales copy website. Or if you sell a product such as software or ebook, information products like white papers, things that are ownership transferred easily, then a long sales copy website can be an effective sales tool for you as well.
Absolutely. So let's assume that I've already decided that my business would benefit from having a long copy sales page. What's my first step?
Absolutely, first step. Well, then I would say for the very, very first step, decide what your goal is going to be. And then after that decision is made, begin with a list of features of your products. Now, what is a feature? A feature is something that your product does. Once you have listed out the features of your product, then think very carefully. What benefits the customer will gain from those features? Then focus on developing your copy around those benefits. And that is the key. Instead of what is done backwards so often, you'll see a list of features about the product. Nobody cares about features of the product. What they want to know is what your product is going to do for me. Will it save me time? Will it inform me? what will it do for me? If it's not beneficial to me, then I don't need it, and I'm going to navigate away right off the bat. Click, and I'm gone. That's why it's so important to take the time to go through that process and develop your copy around your benefits rather than your features.
Okay, so the features are really our starting point so that we know what our product does and how it works, and then what are the benefits or what will someone get out of using those and taking advantage of those features. And that makes total sense, and that's pretty much what you learn in copywriting. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, but I think now would be a good time to maybe show some examples. So would you like to tell us some websites we could go to and look at and maybe analyze a little bit, Ginger? And I'll go ahead and put them up in the room, or you can bring them up in the room. I'll let you do it because you've got, because you'll know exactly where you want to go. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry for that delay there, but what I needed to do was to use both hands to pull up the website for you, and so there will be a slight delay in between. The first site, as an example page, you see it is www.fitnessquest10.com/current-teleseminar.html. As you can see, this splash page or long copy sales page has no navigation to it at all. It's just there. And this would fit more into that splash page type of long copy sales page than, say, ones that we will look at in a little bit. As you can see, it gives you the main headline telling you what it is. It tells you easily what date and time this will be hosted, who's hosting it. Oops, hold on. We didn't want to do that. Who's hosting it? And as you go down, you'll see lists of things that will be covered in the seminar. And then at the bottom, it gives you a registration area to register for that call. A couple of times, it gives them that information. So that's one way of doing a long copy sales page. Then we have another one, and give me just a minute and I'll go pull it and be right back. It's called conquerlords.com. This one you probably have seen this type quite often. Yes, thank you. Copylords.com. If you scroll down it, you'll see it has a header, whereas the other one didn't. And then it has your information. And remember when I said make sure that you have really highlighted text? That's what this highlight is, the yellow background on the black letters. That's used quite often to call your attention to that information easily. Then you can see that there is important information to be read. You want them people to notice. And then as you go down, you can see it can easily scan what is there, or you can spend time looking. Now let's say that if you're scanning down here, you say business is not all about traffic. Well, that's something that catches my eye, so I'm going to read that paragraph, but maybe I didn't read any of the things above. And that's why it's so important to highlight your text. Make it easy for people to read. Let them know what you're offering so that they can quickly decide whether that is something that they're interested in or not. Then as you scroll down even further, make sure and highlight somehow your testimonials. Make them stand out separate from your copy so that your reader can easily see the difference between your testimonial and your actual sales copy. And then at the bottom, they have their sign up and they have an offer to get a free report in this case. So this is another really good example of a splash or what we call long copy sales page. Now, Heidi, if you will share your website, I'll be glad to show them the one we put together, and then I have one that's totally different that I want to share. And Heidi's page coming up that we created is growamilliondollarbusiness.com. There we go. Oh, I see something that we're going to have to get rid of, Heidi. There's a little arrow there at the top. Grow a Million Dollar Business, as you see in this one, actually has a header page as well, as the navigation easily accessible. As you go down, you can see that Heidi's webpage that we built has a few graphics that help tie in her look. And then Heidi was able to put together a brief audio. And this is what I was telling you about the play button. Absolutely always, always, always include a play button, start and stop, because you never know. You don't want to offend anyone if they don't want to listen to it, or if they get interrupted. That's the worst thing. So many times you're looking at something on the web and the little one comes running, "Mom, I need something," and then you have to stop. Well, if you don't have a play button there, you're not going to be able to ever go back and listen to it from where you left off. You have to start again and listen to the whole thing again. And chances are, you're not going to do that, because once you're interrupted, you won't want to have to go through that first 10 minutes of your audios to get to the part where you were in the beginning. So that's another good reason to have the play button. As you can see, then as you scroll down Heidi's page, that we have created for her a unique way of focusing on her testimonials. And so make sure that you take the time to do that. Then interspersed in between the copy, you'll find the Buy Now buttons, the highlighted text, additional information, testimonials. And I really like the fact that Heidi suggested that we put a photo along with the testimonial. This really, I think, makes her testimonials sound really real, so that people can tell right off the bat, this is a real person. This is not just a made-up information testimonial. So it gives her site even that much more credibility. And that's what you want to put forth, is the credibility. Now, while I run and grab this last link, I'm going to open the line in case you have something you want to say, Heidi.
I'll save it for the end, because I'd like to give a special offer to everybody who's listening if they're interested. So thank you, Ginger. Go right ahead. What's the name? What's the URL of the link that you're going to?
Would help if I push the talk now button, huh? This last URL is a bit different. This is what is the new guy on the block. This is closer to the landing page technology, and rather than the long sales copy, we call this short copy websites. And what it does is, if you look at it, it's called 911marketinghelp.com. If you look at it and you're scrolling down this link, you will, or this page, you will see that it doesn't scroll very far. But what it does do is it actually gives you just a few little choices so that while your visitor is looking at your website, you can click on a link real quick and go to whatever part of their website that you want to. And it's a short bit of information here. It moves on to another short bit of information, which then moves on to another bit of short information, and it segments your visitor. And that itself is a good example of what the difference is between a short and a long sales copy page. And I just thought that that was something that your listening audience would want to be aware of, that is out there as well for their use.
And I think that's a great example. That's that, you know, and being a designer and being a very visual person, that's probably one of the reasons I've always been sort of turned off by long sales pages, because I find them hard to, I also happen to be very bottom line oriented. I want to just get to the bottom line. Most of the time, I've made a decision by the time I've got there, just reading the headline, whether I'm going to buy or not. But I realize that that's not the typical person, and especially not the typical woman. So I think every person I've talked to, man and woman, women tend to not like them, or like them for the information, and men tend to like them, but they scroll down and go right to the bottom line. How much is it going to cost, and where do I sign up? So I think that this is a good example, because if you just want to know about great ideas, you go right over to the Great Idea Incubator, you check that out, and it's got the information you need, and you're done. And so I really do like this, and you know, in hindsight, I might have done something like this, but it just seemed like a little bit more work than the long copy. And it's all about testing. One of the things I like to do, because I lead a virtual organization that teaches women how to do business on the web, is I want to learn it first so that when I'm passing the information on, I have a little bit more knowledge that I can share with them, because I've gone through the pain and the process of it. So do I say it's for everybody? Absolutely not. It may never be for some people, but for those who do want to create a long copy sales page, it's nice to know what elements are involved. And I'd like to kind of go into a little bit more detail about what are some of the steps to prepare for a long copy sales page, and what type of pages we need. Ginger, do you want to cover that?
Okay. Well, what kind of things do you need to do? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to get your domain name and then your hosting. Without a domain name that focuses on your product, it's going to be a lot more difficult to build your brand image. And branding things is the number one key to successful marketing. And after you have your domain name, you need to get your hosting package set up. A lot of people think that the domain name is all that they need, but that is merely the address of the house that you live in, whereas your hosting package is the actual house. You're renting space on the web to be able to use and live in, let your business grow in. And that's the difference between a domain and a hosting, a website. So make sure you have both of those pieces together. Then the next thing to do is to identify your target market. Once you know what you're going to sell, you know who you're going to sell it to. If you say, well, this product's for just absolutely everybody, then you've missed the mark, because what you need to do is you need to target a specific market. If it actually is for everybody, develop a sales page for each segment rather than for everybody as a whole. Unless you have just one market share that you're going for example, if I was a pet groomer and I market to all people who have pets, that's a larger audience. But let's say I only do dogs. Well, then what about if I only do poodles? So now I've segmented down to just that elite group. You might use a section of the country, or you might use work-at-home moms that want to focus on audio. You might want to use, cooking shows. That's a good example. You've got a cookbook you want to sell, and that cookbook could be all about cookies. Would you want to sell to everybody who might want to learn how to cook? No, you're going to want to get to those people who want to learn how to make desserts, want to make specific types of desserts, cookies. So look at what they will want to do and focus on your target market, gather your graphics, gather your pictures, your clip art, whatever it is you're going to use. And I've got a real good point of interest here that you may want to know, and that is with your graphics, if you're using photos from say iStock or any of these stock image places, make sure that you have the usage rights for the usage that you plan on using that picture or graphic for. Just because it's free to use it doesn't mean it's free to use it in a resellable product. So be sure and do that before you use any pictures. Then the next step is to create a list of keywords, because the keywords, as Heidi knows, are better incorporated into your content as you're beginning to develop it, rather than having to go back and redo the textual part of your website. After you have your content together, after you put your pages together, don't just go out and let it go. Then your next step is to gather testimonials. Have people read through it. Have them check out your product. Have them give you testimonials. And then incorporate them onto your web page in a way that it sets them apart from your copy. Does that help?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, we don't know what we don't know. We also don't know what it is we need to have when we're putting this together. I mean, some people might not think how important the keywords are. And so you write all this copy, and that's what I started doing. And the first thing I asked you when we were talking about doing this together is what you would need. And you reminded me, make sure I have my list of keywords for you because what you do on the back end and all of that. And it reminded me that I had to rewrite some of my copy because I was giving you keywords I really had not even used in the copy, or maybe only used them once or twice. So yes, it's all very important, and I think it's all making a lot of sense. One of the things when I was doing this, I didn't even know I was going to do this till after the program was over. But when I did this, I had already gotten such great testimonials from the Grow Million Dollar Business Audio, or from the summit that we hosted, that I just saw. I said, wow. I asked everybody, I said, would you mind, may I quote you, is my favorite phrase. And they all said yes. So I knew that it was okay to use their testimonials. I told them how I was going to use them. I asked them for their pictures. And that's the beauty of it, because then it also solidifies in their mind how valuable they are to what you're doing. And it may end up helping you recruit more fans to help promote what you're doing as well somewhere down the line. How about supporting pages? What other pages in addition to the long copy sales page do we need? Because I know that there are things we need legally, and I know that there's things we want to have that can help enhance this page, if you will.
Yes. Just a single page site isn't really a single page site, as Heidi is well aware. And you should be too. Your main long copy page is what we call in the web design business your index page. And you better know it as your home page. That page is of primary importance. But as Heidi mentioned, there are some legal issues that need to be addressed as well. And you can do that with a disclaimer at the bottom of your long copy sales page, or you can create a completely different page and just link it to your privacy policy page. And that way you'd have a separate page that could be called privacy policy guarantee, maybe even terms or something of that sort. Then I'd say the next page would be your content form, your contact form rather. Your contact form, these forms are so much more prevalent today than just as simple. You used to be able to go on and just see an email address or something listed there with a link that's a mail to this email address. But because of the spam that's come from the bots, we have had to gear away from the easily accessible click here and you can email link. So instead, it's being replaced with the contact information form. And I know there are people who absolutely hate those forms, and they see them and they just don't bother because they don't want to give any information. But the truth of the matter is they're there to save you from the spam bots. So take the time to fill in the contact form, and the person will get back to you right off the bat. They usually, within 24 hours, will get back to you. And if they don't, they will have an immediate thank you link or something like that, which will give you the information to download the product you're interested in. So your contact form should be your third piece. Your payment medium, you have to know what you're going to use for payment medium. Will it be a submit button? Will it be done on a thank you page? Will you have a second chance offer? All of those types of things. And then another thing that often gets added nowadays to these long copy sales pages is an affiliate link. Because if you have a good, powerful product, and there are people who want to use that product, they may even want to help you sell that product. And what better way to thank them than creating an affiliate section? And that's a whole other issue and sales force for you, is to have that affiliate section. So those are, I'd say, would be the main pages that you would need.
Great. And yeah, I totally agree. If you're selling something, having an affiliate program, if you go, one of the resources I would recommend is people check out clickbank.com. And that is a repository of long copy sales pages. I interviewed Tom Antion during the Grow Million Dollar Business, and he suggested that if anybody was interested in creating this type of a website, to go there and just look and see what other people have done. So before I actually even contacted Ginger, I went over there and looked at some of the sites. And I have to tell you, I must have gone through 100 pages before I found anything I even liked. I found them to be horrendous and even to the point of offensive. So the only thing I'm recommending is that you see how they're laid out and the structure, and you find out, because that's kind of the norm. Like, as you said, almost every one of them had on the bottom an affiliate. They all had privacy and terms of use and all of that. So I think that that's really important. And then you can see how they're worded. So let's talk about contract. I want to go back a bit because we didn't even cover this yet, Ginger. Now we've figured out what the pages have to have. We've talked a little bit about what they are, and we've given a good bit of background on it. Let's talk about working with a designer to create this and compared to maybe doing it ourselves. Can you address, for instance, what would we look for in a web designer that we wanted to work with to create a page like this?
Oh, okay. What do you need? Why would you need a designer? Well, the first thing you need to know is, if you have the knowledge of how to create a web page yourself, then you could pretty much do it yourself. But if you need someone to help you who knows the back end and how to code pages and can get you all put together so you look professional, then you need to look carefully at several different designers. Look at the quality of the work. Make sure that their quality fits your not only budget, but your personality. If it doesn't fit, if they can't design, if their designs are mostly cartoonish and you need a professional look, then you want to go with somebody different than who they are and what they offer. So always make sure that that designer will listen to your needs and give you what you're trying to put out there without inputting too much of their own self in it. I like to use this acronym, REP, because the designer is actually representing you. And this is a type of design proficiency. What is their reputation? What is their excellence? And most importantly, what's the performance? The performance is not only the quality of their work, but how quickly they do the work. Can they do it in the time frame you need it done in? What are other people saying about this person that's designing? Ask questions. Absolutely, absolutely ask questions. Check that time frame they can do it, check their availability, check their proficiency, and get them the information that they need so that they can go to work.
Well, I have to say, I'm going to give you a shameless plug here, but I have to say, Ginger, you were just the easiest web designer I have ever worked with, and I've worked with a lot. Now, I do work with someone on my blogs, Heidi Caswell, as many of you know, and I love working with her. She is an expert in WordPress, and so she's helped me establish blogs, but I didn't want a blog here. I wanted a web presence and a website, and I knew you were good. You helped me put up my Redhead Marketing. You helped me create the graphic for that. And I knew you had the proficiency to do it. We had just never worked together. And of course, being the person I am, I ask a lot of questions and I do try to do my due diligence. And you really made me feel comfortable and secure in my choice in hiring you, so to speak, and choosing your company to represent me by doing this, because you just answered my questions in a way that I felt very comfortable working with you. And also, what I was amazed at was the turnaround. Now, I'm sure there's times when it takes longer, and turnaround often, I believe, depends on the client too, because I know, having done many websites, because I've got several of them and I have 7 blogs, I know that a lot of information hinges on what the client has available and what the client has to create. So the time frame can be, you may not even have anything to do with the designer's time frame. It might have to do with when the client can get it. I'm working on a blog with someone, and I'm actually helping him design it and do the content. And it's been a challenge because I can't create the content. I don't know what he wants to say. I can come up with the words once he tells me, but I don't know what he wants on the website. So that's always a challenge. So I just want to thank you. Ginger Marks from Document Designs and Document.net, because you have just been amazing to work with. So thank you. Let's talk quickly, because we're almost out of time. Let's talk about a contract. Do you feel a contract is necessary? And if so, maybe what elements it should include? And what are your feelings?
Heidi, thank you for that shameless plug. I do appreciate it. Yeah, it can vary depending on the workload, but should you have a contract? Well, I got to say, Heidi and I didn't have a contract. I really don't think that they're necessary. If you hire somebody that you know, which buy from your bud is something that I highly recommend, especially at Christmas time, but even in this type of atmosphere, that way you already know the person, you already have some good feelings about them, and if you can trust them, then you know you might want to hire them. Then check into their background and what they've done and things like that, and if you're happy with them, then hire them. You don't need a contract. But do be clear and understand what the designer is going to do and how they're going to do it, and know what you're in for. Don't just, if you're going straight pay, or if you're doing a half barter or a full barter or whatever reasoning you're doing, whatever you've agreed upon, stick to it. If you make a promise, stick to it. That will help build your credibility, and others will pay attention to that. So, yeah, no, I don't think a contract's necessary, but do make sure that there's a clear understanding there.
Okay, one more question. Well, really two. Any final comments you'd like to share about one page sales copy, and also about, and please share your contact information again one more time.
I would just like to mention, We've talked about designers. What about those of you who are do-it-yourselfers? And I hope you don't mind me inputting this here, but I really do think that if you're a do-it-yourselfer, make sure that you have the time to commit to doing it. Then start with a blog. That's the easiest way to do it. You can create a blog without a domain name through a lot of different blog sources. But it's always best for SEO purposes, which is search engine optimization, to have that domain and pull the blog into the domain, which your designer can do for you. But start with the blog type if you want to do it yourself. That's the easiest self-explanatory way of doing a web page. And with blogs, they do offer you the option to have more than one page. Take advantage of that. Put those other elements on those extended pages. And then I would say, as far as for payment, the payment section of your site, use PayPal. Absolutely, absolutely use PayPal. PayPal will give you the code that you easily plug into the website, so you don't have to do a lot of coding and you don't have to do a lot of stuff. It's just plop it in and there it is. You've got your Buy Now button, you've got your Clear button, and everything you need is in one little area. So that's just a tidbit for the do-it-yourselfer. As far as one last piece of information or advice that I'd like to share, have a clearly defined product with a specific goal in mind. Then test, and retest to find out what works best for you. Remember, sales copy, whether long or short, needs to serve its purpose, and that is to inform, to gain the attention of the customer, and to convince them they need your product. Make sure that your message of your ad and your landing page experience matches. And I don't mean with just the colors and the pictures. I mean the actual promise, the messages that you're making. And then make sure that your coming through with what you're promising. Make sure that your promise pays off quickly and easily. And that's why I so highly recommend that when you're creating your page, after somebody submits their information, you have an additional page that's called a thank you page. And have the product immediately downloadable, if at all possible, because number one, that'll solidify the promise is being kept, and it makes the experience of instant gratification that we all have grown to be accustomed to clearly finished at that point. And it will also increase your conversion ratio if they have it. And the best part of it is, if your link is there for them to download it immediately, you don't have to ever worry about getting back to them and I've got to do it in a timely manner, because it's all already done. And that, I think, is the most important part. And I hope that I've answered all the questions in a way that you fully understand them. If you don't, if you have more questions, if you need some help, some guidance, some direction, feel free to contact me. You can contact me at ginger.marks, M-A-R-K-S, at documentdesigns.com. That's G-I-N-G-E-R-M-A-R-K-S. I forgot the dot in between, but you can get that in there. At documentdesigns.com. My website's www.document.net and documentdesigns.com. Thank you, Heidi, for having me, and I hope you found this beneficial.
You just heard from Ginger Marks from Document Designs and document.net. And I just want to say, Ginger, thank you so much for being with us today. This is Heidi Richards from the Women's E-Commerce Association saying, I hope you got a lot out of this session today. And this is the first of many. Ginger and I are planning to do a few more of these. In fact, we want to do a series together of various aspects of web design. So please stay tuned. We're going to talk about a lot of different web applications. And if there's anything in particular that you'd like to know about, feel free to shoot either one of us an email and let us know. And we'll try to cover that in the next session. Jean, we do have a moment, and I'd love to ask you, if you have any questions, feel free to jump in right now. Jean may not have a microphone. I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say thank you again, Ginger, for being with us today. And I really do appreciate it. I'll be sending you a copy of the recording, and we'll be talking about that later on as well. But again, it has just been a pleasure. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again. Bye-bye.